The U.S. softball team failed in its bid to claim a fourth consecutive Olympic gold medal today. The U.S. fell to Japan 3-1. That game was also softball's farewell appearance at the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has kicked softball and baseball off the roster for the 2012 games in London. The IOC says there are just too many sports and something had to go. The process by which some sports make the Olympic cut while others don't is nebulous, as the world's Katie Clark explains.
The International Olympic Committee says a sport has to meet several criteria before it's deemed Olympic caliber. For one thing, it has to have an appropriate association or governing body. It also has to be popular in a lot of countries. And there's the rub. It's hard for Americans to imagine how fencing and modern pentathlon can be more popular than softball or baseball. Matthew Side has spent years responding to questions about his sport. Side played ping pong for Britain at the Sydney and Barcelona Games.
As a table tennis player, I often get people saying, what is table tennis doing there? But of course, that's the national sport of China.
With time, Side's developed his own set of criteria for which sports are Olympic worthy.
Number one, is it something that is accessible around the world? Number two, is it popular around the world? And number three, and this is quite important, will the Olympics be the ultimate competition for the players in that sport?
Held to those standards, a lot of sports shouldn't be in the Olympics. When it comes to soccer, the World Cup is the ultimate competition. University of Texas at Austin professor John Hoberman debunks popular Olympic myths in a recent article in Foreign Policy magazine. One of the biggest myths, he says, is that the Olympics are apolitical. Hoberman says politics have always been part of the games. That includes determining which sports get on the roster.
Perfect example of that is taekwondo.
The Korean martial art debuted as an Olympic sport in 2000. Hoberman says that was largely thanks to a South Korean man who was named to the IOC in 1986.
He formed his own International Taekwondo Federation in order to climb the political ladder within the international sports scene. And 14 years later, he succeeds in lobbying his colleagues in the IOC to make taekwondo an Olympic sport.
Hoberman says that's not the only niche sport with powerful friends on the inside.
There are a lot of us who are wondering what synchronized swimming is doing in the Olympics. It has become the butt of all sorts of jokes.
Some Olympic events simply fall out of fashion with the times. Tug of war and polo are classic examples. Sometimes sports get dropped from the Olympics but later reinstated. That happened with both archery and tennis. U.S. Olympic Committee spokesman Daryl Seibel says he and others are working hard to get softball back on the program, too.
We're so proud of our team and the manner by which they represent not only their sport but the Olympic movement. We hope that the absence of softball from the Olympic program is no more than one games, that being 2012.
Softball will have a lot of competition to get back into the Olympics. BMX cycling is the new darling of the summer games. It's more TV-friendly and attracts a thrill-seeking, youthful audience. All the while, other Olympic hopefuls are lining up at the door. Some might seem a long shot, like bridge and chess. Supporters, though, argue that ancient athletic competitions weren't all about physical prowess. Things like music and poetry were also contested back in the day. Matthew Side, however, says the International Olympic Committee should be cutting events rather than adding them, and he knows where the IOC might start.
What on earth is rowing doing with 14 medal events all over 2,000 meters? I mean, there's only about 2 million rowers worldwide.
But like any sport, rowing has plenty of supporters as well. For the World, this is Katie Clark.
There are campaigns to make yoga and the Chinese martial art wushu part of the Olympics as well. You can hear our reports on those two campaigns and the rest of our Olympic coverage at theworld.org.